There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
So, I'm going to start off with a story on trending today that's it's quite a sensitive one. So I'm going to try and kick off with this. This is about Logan Paul. He's an American YouTube star, and he might not be someone that's familiar to everyone, but if you have a relative or a child that's sort of teenage age, they probably have a fair idea who Logan Paul is. He's kind of, he posts videos every single day. He's in his 20s and he has something like 15 million subscribers on YouTube. So he posts daily videos, and some of them are him, you know, messing around with his friends, some of them are songs, and his recent post has come under a lot of criticism. So he posted a video which showed a dead body in Japan, and Logan Paul and a few of his friends had visited a forest at the base of Mount Fuji, and going into the film they described it as a haunted forest, and they very sadly come across the man's body and they're shocked. But this is where the problem comes in. They, instead of doing what most people would do, maybe not film or choose not to share the film, they also then make jokes. And they then uploaded the video on Sunday, and it had 1 million YouTube views before it was taken down. So at least 1 million people saw this, and countless others maybe downloaded it, saved it. And a lot of the online comments have called the video disrespectful and disgusting. And on yesterday, he posted an apology on Twitter, and he basically said he'd been misguided by shock and awe. And I think a lot of people thought this apology was nowhere near sufficient enough. What he'd done was very damaging. It was upsetting, quite traumatic to some people to see that, and just wildly insensitive. So he posted an apology on Twitter, and lots of celebrities in America sort of came out and said, this is unacceptable. This shouldn't be allowed on YouTube or any other platform. It's terrible. It's really badly thought out. And his apology was insincere, because he sort of talked about himself a lot and said he was a successful YouTube artist. So people decided his Twitter apology wasn't enough. So he later then, I think it was overnight for us here really, he posted a video apology. And this is what Logan Paul had to say.
I've made a severe and continuous lapse in my judgment, and I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm simply here to apologize. So what we came across that day in the woods was obviously unplanned, and the reactions you saw on tape were raw, they were unfiltered. None of us knew how to react or how to feel. I should have never posted the video. I should have put the cameras down and stopped recording what we were going through. There's a lot of things I should have done differently, but I didn't. And for that, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry.
So for a lot of people, even this video is not far enough. You know, he goes on to say further along in that he shouldn't have posted the video. He should have put the cameras down. He says he's ashamed of himself. He said he's disappointed in himself. Danny, do you think the apology is good enough?
Not quite, but it's, I suppose really it'll depend on what he does next. If he posts a video again anytime soon, what kind of demeanour he has. I mean, this is a guy who's a massive role model. It's quite incredible. He was here in Dubai not too long ago.
He was,
and
yeah.
I know that our sister station, Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, spoke to him as well. And speaking to Big Rossi just a few weeks ago, one of our colleagues here at ARN, he said he's never seen anything like what the reception that Logan Paul got when he was over here from teenagers and kids. So this is a guy who a lot of youngsters look up to, and it's behaviour which is quite despicable, really. And I suppose it depends on what his next move is, whether he decides to go back to this kind of jovial kind of demeanour that he tends to show, or whether he'll leave it for a while. Yeah, I'm quite intrigued to see what he does.
And Zina, what do you think about the whole Logan Paul?
Well, I read his initial apology on Twitter, and I didn't think it was sincere at all. He said he was a good person. He wasn't himself at all when he did that video, which is very hard to believe. And then he came out with this video, and he's right when he said he shouldn't be expecting people's forgiveness, because a lot of people are still angry at him and, you know, with what he did. And I don't know how you bounce back from that. Is he going to make another funny video? Well, most celebrities tend to do charity work and do something good for the community after something like that happens, right?
I think the difference with him is he is famous, but he's not a celebrity in the sense of we don't know him from acting. We know him from this YouTube channel. And I guess this is, you know, his YouTube channel is highly monetized. He's made a lot of money, you know, from this. And you just wonder, lots and lots of people that are following him, subscribe to him, are young people. And you wonder how their parents might feel if their child watching and subscribing is continuing to fund his lifestyle, essentially. So I think what happens to Logan Paul is going to be interesting, and it's not the first apology he's had to make with, you know, mistakes he's made, but this one has been such a huge error in judgment. I just don't know if I think he'll come back from it.
There we go.
I know. I anyway, yeah. Moving on. This is some dramatic footage, this next one, and it was captured in a pileup in Michigan. It was snowy. It was over the New Year period. So I think it was the 1st of January, and police said at the time visibility was close to zero. And it started out with one car spinning out of control. They were on the US 31 in Muskegon, and that's in the state's southwest area. And the crash quickly built up. So it started off with one car, and this is Jim and his wife Sue. They were in their Chevy truck when they spun out of control and came to a stop on the side of the interstate. They started filming as drivers, who were unable to brake due to the ice, lost control and plowed into other cars or crashed off the highway. And this is them filming in the car.
Cars coming in, boom, boom. Whoa, here's another one right in. Whoa, another one going in. They're just missing our front fender here. Here, look at them piling in. On a 31, there comes another one.
Now they hit.
There was a car up against my bumper, and somebody just took out that car.
What's another one?
There's another one. Don't get out of your car, man. There's friggin' people plowing into everybody out here.
There's another one. Hang on. Hang on, baby.
Uh-oh, he's got us. No, he's over on the other side.
You better get somebody out here on South 31, man. They are crashing like no tomorrow.
There's 50 cars smashed out here right now.
Here comes another one at us, honey. I've already called this once. We're just past the North Muskegon exit.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Somebody's going to get... Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay, thank you.
They got to shut this highway down.
And eventually they did, because 50 cars were caught in this. 50 cars.
Wow.
Can you imagine? And they're already stuck, and they're having to watch the other cars come in. And some people are obviously trying to brake because they're seeing something ahead, and some of them just can't see it. And they're braking really late, and the ice is just causing them to go everywhere. It's crazy.
And even with the visibility as well, because the kind of conditions where you'd have there, where the kind of snow and the, you kind of have this dusty whiteness when you're coming up as well, so you're not really seeing it until very late in the day. And like you say, and then you've got the issue of actually being able to stop on the icy conditions.
Mm. I thought you were going to say something, Zina. You looked like you were going to say something.
No, I wasn't. I was just imagining the situation.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. And they film it, and they even say on that video, they're calling the emergency services again because they're saying this is getting really out of control. I guess if one person rings up and says, oh, one car's spun out of control, you know, it's not that urgent. But when they realised that there were so many cars involved, 50 cars.
And where
crazy.
Was this again? Michigan, you
Michigan,
say?
Michigan, yeah.
Which is a state which you'd imagine gets a lot of snow every single year. So you'd expect them to maybe be prepared for this with the gritters not out. I'm not too sure.
Exactly.
It's surprising,
not sure.
Anyway, that it's like 50 car pile up before something's done.
Yeah, so 50 cars in that one. And that had 4 million views in 24 hours.
Well,
phenomenal, isn't it?
That's a good part.
Yeah. So finally for today in trending, this is a new drama on Netflix, and it's called The End of the Bleeping World. And it's not like a boy meets girl tale, and it's a dark comedy, very dark comedy, just to sort of give you an idea. And there's teenagers, James and Alyssa, and they're on a road trip like no other, and it's based on a graphic novel by Charles Forsman. And so they're saying it's sort of a cross between 13 Reasons Why and Black Mirror. So if you watch any of those on Netflix, they're sort of replicating that. Here's a little bit from the trailer, the only parts that we were actually able to play.
I'm James. I'm 17. And I'm pretty sure I'm a psychopath. When I was 9, I put my hand in a deep fat fryer. I wanted to make myself feel something. School was beneath me, but it was a good place for observation and selection. I had a plan. I punched my dad in the face and stole his car, and that felt like a good place to start.
We can literally do anything.
So, yeah, basically he has a plan. He starts with punching his dad in the face and stealing his car. So it just gives you an idea of kind of what you can expect from that. That's coming out soon, and people are already saying it's going to be the next big
Big thing on Netflix before Apple take over.
Well, if Apple ever take over. But yes, that's it for me from Trending. Coming up, Danny, we'll have your music scoop.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
You're listening to Drive Live. It's 10 to 7 and Danny Norton has your music scoop for today.
I certainly do. I'm going to start off on this day in 1970 when BJ Thomas started a four-week run at number one in the US singles chart with this song that featured in the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
A raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
Nice relaxed, kind of chilled out, laid-back song with laid-back lyrics to go with it as well. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by BJ Thomas. Thomas Bangalter was born on this day in 1975. He's one half of the French electronic music duo Daft Punk, who, as well as collaborating with the likes of Gabrielle, the Chemical Brothers, Pharrell Williams, have had hits such as Around the World, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, and this one as well. It was on this day in 1976 that Bob Dylan's song Hurricane peaked at number 33 on the Billboard singles chart. Not as high really as certainly I would have guessed myself anyway, but the song went on to generate a lot of publicity because it promoted the innocence of the boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, who had been convicted of murder in 1966.
Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell for one time, he could have been the champion of the world.
Now, that conviction of Hurricane Carter, the middleweight boxing contender, was overturned after he'd spent almost 20 years in jail. He was finally released in 1985, and then there was the movie with Denzel Washington as well that was made based on a book in his life. But also, he actually appeared in a film by Bob Dylan as well after his release. That's another interesting little fact to throw in there. But we end today's music scoop with a bit of the Beatles for two reasons related to the 3rd of January. Firstly, it was on this day in 1926 that George Martin was born, the record producer, arranger, composer, conductor, audio engineer, the list goes on. He was a musician himself. He became the so-called fifth Beatle because Martin produced all but one of the Beatles' albums, and that gives him 30 number one hit singles in the UK and 23 number ones in the United States. That's one of the reasons. The second reason is that on this day in 1970, three of the Beatles, Paul, George and Ringo, recorded 16 takes of this song written by George, I, Me, Mine. Now, John had secretly left the band by this point, but the song would prove to be the final one recorded by the Beatles as a group.
We'll be right back.
There we go. I Mean Me Mine by the Beatles, sung by Paul, George and Ringo. Apparently John was over in Denmark. He secretly left the Beatles by then. But that is apparently the final song that was recorded by the Fab Four.
I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Either.
What's it called?
I Me Mine.
I, as
me,
in...
Me.
I, yeah. And me and mine. A bit, yeah, like me, myself and I.
Something like that, yeah, yeah. Essentially, yeah.
Oh.
You like it? Or not? You can be honest.
It's not one of my... Yeah, I'm not going to go and put it in my music collection.
It's not going to go into your playlist now.
No, I'm not really a Beatles fan, to be honest.
Oh, Natalie.
Uh-oh.
Natalie, what's going on here? I don't know.
Well, I'm not.
Each to their own.
No, I'm just intrigued because I've never heard that before and I was like, what's it called?
Yeah. Maybe I'm surprised because obviously being a Scouser, it's kind of part of our... it's a necessity as you grow up to hear every single Beatles song.
Yeah.
Even all the more obscure ones. But I just thought, with that being, obviously they recorded it on this day back in 1970, and the fact that it was the last one ever done by them as a group.
Oh, no criticism at all. I'm just saying I've never heard it, so it was interesting. Even if I didn't like it, it was interesting to hear about it because it's not a song I'm familiar with. Zina was saying the same. You've never heard that one before.
Yeah, I never heard that one. Then again, I'm not a massive fan, but I like them. So when one of their songs plays on the radio, then I listen to it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, that's
more
that's
Beatles tomorrow.
Beatles review from here. No, I guess I can see from where you're coming from. Like, there's a few bands in Manchester that are sort of, you know, of, even if it's not your taste in music, you know of them. You know a lot of their big hits. But yeah, in my house, it was kind of a very different musical style.
I suppose with you, I mean, you've got like your family from Jamaica, haven't you? That's where your roots are from as well. So maybe some of it Jamaican music in there.
Yeah, lots of reggae, and lots of reggae. So yeah, I think I just when I think of the music that was played in my car, or you know,
funny enough as well, today I was actually looking for a clip of Jimi Hendrix. Now forgive me, has he got Jamaican links, Jimi Hendrix? So he's the Caribbean, isn't he? I can't recall if it's Jamaican or not.
I'd have to check. I don't know if that's
There was an interesting story about to do with him today, where he appeared on this day on a BBC TV show like a few decades ago, and he overstayed his welcome, should we say, where he decided to kind of mess up the script and play a few different songs that weren't on the schedule, and wouldn't let the presenter finish, which is kind of like what I'm doing to you right now by babbling on.
And I was going to say, we're running over time. We're overstaying our welcome on the airwaves. We'll all be back tomorrow from Zina.
Yeah, goodbye.
From Danny.
See you later.
We'll see you tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.